أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: وما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. We are at the beginning of this chapter that it is haram to make zulam on anyone, and if any zulam was made, to correct it and fulfill it. With regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that on the day of Qiyamah, and in fact in this world also, كَمَالِ ظَالِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ, that those who are the oppressors will find that they've got no friends whatsoever. وَلَا شَفِيعٍ يُطَاعٍ, and they won't have any intercessor, anyone who intercede for them, and that whose intercession will be obeyed. So a person has to have great fear that if he makes a zulam, then Allah declares that nobody is going to stand and help him. So we should avoid making zulam in all forms. And as explained, that zulam is not only what we normally understand as making zulam, somebody hitting somebody without due cause, etc. But if we are not bringing up our children properly, the Islamic tarbiyat, etc., that is also zulam. If we are not keeping our wives properly and fulfilling their rights, that is also zulam. In the same way, if the wife is not fulfilling the husband's rights, that will be also zulam. Our parents, our children, neighbors. So it is a very vast thing, and we should try and take out time, and if necessary, study it. And if we do know it, then ponder that and check my life, that in my whole life, my private, public life, from morning to evening, am I not making zulam on anyone? For example, if we give some, make a promise, we don't fulfill that promise. We give time to somebody and we don't maintain it. So that is without, if there is a valid excuse, it's a different story. But if there isn't a valid excuse, then whatever agreements we make, promises we make, we should maintain them also. So it is many different ways. And a person who makes zulam, at the time he makes it, he feels that he is all right. Things are in his control. But very soon tables change and he sees that there is nobody to help him. And he's standing all on his own and he hasn't got any amal also to rely on. Any intercessor whose intercession will be listened to, whose intercession will be accepted. In other words, he will stand all on his own and have no support whatsoever. Therefore, zulam, wrongdoing, in all its forms is a great guna, and whatever we are guilty of, we should ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness from the people who have made zulam, forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, we should ask also. All the hukuk and the deen of Allah is also an amanat upon us. If we are not making our namazas, that is also zulam. If we are not making them properly, that is also zulam. So there are different and various forms of zulam. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand, recognize them, and to fulfill them also accordingly, so that we can get saved. May Allah protect us, forgive us for all our wrongs, and may Allah Ta'ala correct them all. Wa akhiru da'wana.